America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest is an expert on healthy living. She is also an expert on bouncing back from a very serious life-threatening illness. Her book, 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is great to say hello to Chimene Nugent. Chimene, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is very exciting to have you on. 4 minutes a day, you say it's all you need to build the life of your dreams. That's quite a statement. Why 4 minutes and how does it work?
Well, we are all busy, are we not?
Yes.
We have work and family and household chores to do, and it just seems like we never have enough time. So when you're looking at your overall state of health and you want to get in shape and lose weight, or you want to try to learn a new language or travel or even something as little as cleaning out a closet, sometimes just getting started on those things are overwhelming. So in my book, I prepare a 60-day plan for you to try something new for 4 minutes each day.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirty little secret is, if you can commit to doing 4 minutes, that 4 minutes might turn into 10 or 20 or 30.
That's true.
That's it. So just start out with four and let's see what happens.
So what's wrong with people? Why do people just settle? Why are people not really trying to tap into their full potential, you think?
I don't think that it's we're settling. It's just that we're tired.
Yeah.
You know, we've all got so many things on our plate, and especially if we have families and some of us are taking care of ill or elderly relatives, and it's overwhelming and exhausting. And so when you have an opportunity to A, clean out a closet, or B, sit down on the couch and watch TV with a plate of food next to you, which one would you actually choose? It's a matter of redirecting and trying to look at our lives as a lot of times we look at somebody else's life like, okay, my husband, Ted Nugent, is a rock star. And a lot of people would say, man, that'd be great. I'd always wanted to be a rock star. Well, if you never pick up a guitar and practice, you're probably not going to be a rock star. You're not even going to be playing music for anybody. So this is the incentive. My book, 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, is all about starting, motivating and inspiring you to just get started and create the life of your dreams.
And what I like about this book, and I was able to review it over the weekend, it stresses all different ways to deal with different aspects of your life. How to deal with negative people, the power of pets, what to do when you're sad, the benefits of sex. I mean, this thing is a primer on how to kind of just reestablish and refocus everything in your life.
Well, I wrote the book that I wanted to read. It's really a selfish motivation. I have probably every self-help book there is available. And it just doesn't seem to capture everything in one place. Because let's say you wanted to, you know, lose 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You could get to that goal weight, but still not be happy.
That's
so
true.
So in order to be happy and healthy, we have to look at the overall picture. And there is an undeniable connection between the mind and the body. And those nasty little things that people have said to you can stay with you for months or even years. Isn't it funny how we remember those things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To us like
toxic.
10 years ago. And you're right. It is toxic. And in order to deal with the overall state of well-being, we have to look at the inside. We have to look at that mind-body connection. So I put in a spiritual message and about how to deal with energy vampires. I'm not saying that I know anybody who sucks the energy out of the room when you walk into it. But I've had experience with people like that.
I love that you call them energy vampires.
They are.
I think that's an amazing title.
Well, it's true.
You know, and it's funny because when you mentioned that, Chimene, something that happened to me popped right into my head.
Yeah.
Last year, I lost 25 pounds, and that was my key, and that was my goal. And I did it, and someone said, yeah, but let's see you keep it off. And I did. But, you know,
that one little negative,
yeah.
Sucks the positive energy out of the accomplishment.
People don't want to see you happy.
Let it. Yeah, exactly. But that's the key, Chimene. You can't let these things get to you.
So let's bring it back to 2001, okay? You became extremely ill. There was toxic mold. It contaminated your house. First of all, how did you figure this out? Second of all, how bad did it actually get?
it got to the point where I was hospitalized several times a year, and it's like a slow killer. Ugh. You know, you make excuses for having headaches or for not feeling good or not sleeping well. And I went to dozens of doctors. One doctor who even told me, get this, mm-hmm. maybe I should try eating McDonald's because I eat too healthy and I work out every day.
Are you kidding me right now? Come on.
Swear to God.
Some doctor.
I can tell you the doctor's name and where it was.
Let me guess. That was Dr. Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
that's terrible.
How did you know that?
Well, you know,
smart guy, Ed.
That's the investigative unit here on the program. But that's
there
amazing.
You, go.
You must have been so scared. Like, what is happening to me?
Yeah, and I've been a group fitness instructor for more than 30 years, so I know when there's something wrong with my body.
Right.
What happened was 10 minutes into my classes that I was teaching, I started to feel like I was having a heart attack.
Oh, no.
I felt like like an elephant was sitting on my chest, and I just couldn't get any more air into my lungs. And so I became an investigative sleuth.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do in this book, is to teach you, if you have even minor aches and pains in your body, don't let it go. Don't second guess it. Figure out, these days we have the internet at our fingertips, but you can do your own research, you mm-hmm. can go to your own doctors, you can talk to people, there are so many things, but the point is not to let it go. But back then, I just started talking to people, and of course, some people thought I was just crazy. And since Ted had a lot of the same symptoms that I had,
right.
It's not that it put me at ease, but I knew I wasn't crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the most important thing was that our son was really sick.
Oh, no.
He had severe asthma. And, you know, I mean, I'm a mother bear when it comes to kids. You
oh,
know,
of course.
I'm going to do
sure.
whatever I can to protect them and get them healthy. So I talked to people, talked to doctors, and I finally met an attorney who represented an entire community in Michigan. And that's what happens. A lot of people think that, oh, well, you have to be in Florida or, you know, someplace humid to get mold.
No.
If you have a poor substance, lack of ventilation and water infiltration, you got mold.
Wow.
I don't care if you're in Alaska or mm-hmm. Timbuktu. And so we ended up going to a toxicologist who confirmed not only that Ted and I both had four different types of mold in our bloodstream, but that I also had pre-emphysema, and I could barely walk up a flight of stairs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I wrote this book. This is a way for me, you know, you look at the situation where, wow, not only did we lose our home that was once featured on MTV Cribs.
Sure, I remember that.
MTV Cribs, yeah, mm-hmm. It's still plain. That house is demolished. It's no longer standing there.
Wow.
We lost all of Ted's guitar memorabilia and our son's baby pictures, but most importantly, we lost our health.
Mm. Yeah.
And so the only thing that I can think of, that if you look at that and say, how can anything good come out of that,
mm-hmm.
is that I can share this story in hopes of helping others in similar situations.
Exactly. Thank God you were able to bounce back from this. The same thing for Ted and for your son. What a story.
Yeah.
I would have went right back to that doctor that said eat McDonald's and said, here.
Surprisingly, he's no longer practicing.
Oh,
medicine.
What a shock.
And you know what he's doing? He's working at a McDonald's right
what
now.
What a shock.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what? One thing we have to touch on, the fact you're married to Ted Nugent. You kids have been together now for almost 27 years. The story that I saw was that Ted came in to fill in on a radio show. You were the traffic reporter
the
time.
Yep. Okay.
And so that's how you guys met, and it was kismet, and here we are
a quarter
of a century later. That's terrific.
Well, you know what? It's funny because I had just gotten out of a real serious relationship that went bad, and I didn't want to have anything to do. I just needed a break from men, especially somebody who thought he was God's gift to women. So Ted, the first time Ted asked me out, I said no. And I think that was the hunter instinct in him just really went into high gear.
The chase began.
The chase began. And it didn't last long, though. We met October 3rd, 1988.
Mm-hmm.
We got engaged in December at our radio station Christmas party, and then we got married January 21st, 1989.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, that begs the obvious question. Was your wedding song Cat Scratch Fever?
No. We had planned on just eloping, and so we were in Reno, Nevada for the Safari Club International Hunting Show. And Kurt Russell, the actor Kurt Russell, was there. And we told him, he's a friend of Ted's, and we said, hey, we're just going to go elope. And Kurt's PR guy was there with nothing to do and said, oh, let me plan this out for you. We had a pretty cool wedding where I walked down this flight of stairs on the Bally stage in Reno, Nevada, and these dancing girls, fully clothed, mind you, were kind of like waving their arms as I walked past them, and Kurt Russell dropped Ted off at the altar in a little electric car.
That's so funny. That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That is very cool.
See, that's so
story for the grandkids, right?
All because of Kurt Russell's PR guy that had nothing to do that day. I like that.
That's amazing.
Very nice. Well, the book again is 4 minutes a day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. It's available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Chimene Nugent, thank you so much for joining us here at America Weekend.
Well, thank you so much for having me, you guys. Have an amazing day.
You too.
And happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And Ted.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
Who am I? Christina Stoffo.
Yes, you are. And this is America Weekend. And so we made Chimene even laugh on the lockout. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Fake Green. Harrison with you from New York City. Imagine growing your own vegetables in a back alley in New York City. Well, more and more are thinking green, if only to improve the quality of living. This resident lives in Harlem.
One thing I do is, if you live in an apartment, maybe if you have a roof, I grow a garden on my roof. And that also helps a little bit. You know, having green plants absorbs carbon dioxide and reduces heat gain in cities. So if you live in a city and you have or an apartment and you have access to a roof, grow a garden up there. I try to grow all native plants, native grasses and stuff, so it's good for the local wildlife. We have it in New York, believe it or not. And it also reduces the heat gain and helps the environment.
Yankee ingenuity in one of our first Yankee cities. From the Greeniverse, Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel stressed trying to achieve work-life balance? Stop trying.
Work-life balance puts too many limits on you. The first limit is place. Work occurs at the office. Personal happens at home.
The second limit is time. You work 9 to 5. Your personal life revolves around your work hours.
The third limit is reconciliation. You try to spend roughly equal amounts of time at home and at work over the course of the day or week.
But it's impossible to divide your life into two parts. You'll be happier if you give up the balancing act.
Live one life all the time. Don't segment. Think holistically. Flow effortlessly between the areas.
Bring your worlds together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.